Rewind your mind. The one with Renee?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad. I mean, there have been so many OKC trips.
Hey, this is Scott Johnson with Starbase Studios, located here in Oklahoma City, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news, with good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah!
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun, come share it with me.
Moving right along.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop on the Road, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Lenny
and Jonathan.
Comic Pop Library is on the road again, back to Starbase Studios, where we were helping out Renee Perez, along with Colin Bryant and Alana Fort. They were there to do a fan film that Renee was working on. Some other people that were helping out with the production were Jon Snow, Crystal Willis, Richard Wells, Scott Johnson, and Jennifer Free. So all of those we had a nice, fun time with over mm-hmm. the basically weekend. There were several other people that were kind of in and out. We don't have all the names, but when we post to the webpage, I'll include everybody's names there. So I apologize. I left that notebook at the house, so that is my fault. So I apologize to everybody out there for
Come on,
doing
Richard.
That. Fell down on the job.
Very embarrassing.
But this is one where Renee kind of invited us just off the cuff when we were interviewing him about one of his films to come down and help him out. And
we took him up on it.
We said, shoot us a date, and we'll see if we can work it. And like Lenny said, we took him up on it. So, and I think they were a little bit surprised that we actually showed up. And we found out the behind the scenes of working on a movie set.
Yeah.
So neither of you have had any kind of experience like that before either?
No.
That was totally new. It was very exhausting and so much fun that I didn't, you know, you don't even mind being exhausted.
No, not at all.
And, the round-the-clock shooting and just working to make everything right.
Because we were there roughly, what, at 9 each morning?
I mean, I'm going to pick on Renee here a little bit. This man had a real need for wind machine action.
Yes.
If I ever make it and I can just get whatever I want for whoever I want, Renee's getting a real wind machine.
But it has to be a quiet one.
Yeah.
Yeah, quieter than me, apparently.
Well, all of us, I think, had our turns with the...
Yeah, like, there should be, like, 20 people listed in that fan film as wind machine. And it was no exaggeration. We were literally the machine.
Yeah.
But it was still a lot. It was super a lot of fun, even doing the wind machine.
Lenny got to lay on the floor. Got to feel that hard floor over several... I think one time you were there for about 45 minutes on the floor.
Yeah, just holding the boon, trying to keep it under. You know what the funnest thing was? I have to say this. There's a point when everyone else kind of had something in their hands, and I was kind of just waiting to help. And Renee has this GoPro and was chasing one of the actors, Colin. And I got to hold his camera phone so he could kind of try to watch the GoPro as he was going. And this man moving like he's like a ninja. You know, going through all this, you know, and he's running with this camera. And, of course, the GoPro kept it level. And that, I think that that's a really neat invention. But it was just cool to get to kind of be in an action moving camera. I was just holding the kind of the viewfinder. I was the viewfinder guy.
For like,
yeah, I was just holding it for. And he couldn't look at it the whole time. He just kind of had to look at it as much as he could before he got to the point where he had to literally run away from me. But I still got to watch because he didn't turn off the camera. So I got to watch it right like I was flying behind Colin like Superman, just right in his face. It was weird. Yeah, but it was that was the most interesting thing I got to do. What was the most interesting thing you got to do? I think I know the answer to this, Jonathan. I'm going to see if I'm right.
I think the most interesting thing that I got to do was actually watch them apply the blood.
Really? Makeup?
Yeah.
Special effects?
Yep.
You know, honestly, I thought you were going to say choreography because you looked thrilled while you got to work with that fight scene.
Oh, yes.
And also I guess it's because the fight scene didn't get used.
No.
I don't know if we can say that. There's stuff we can't talk about.
Well, it's basically a Star Trek film. We don't know the details about what starship, what it's all about. We can't really go into details because that's Renee's.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff we can't talk about. But like
after we put up this podcast, I'll put up some pictures, but there's some pictures I have to hold back because
it's a very super secret project. Yeah. And no one tried to find out the secrets.
Well, I don't think that this was too bad because all we were doing was mock fighting. And yeah, I was thrilled to learn how to do that, and that was one of the interesting things that I got to do was actually.
But you also like the makeup and the special effects. You've always liked that.
I've always liked that, but actually being able to work with somebody and learn how to do something like that.
You got a little bit of defense moves. Like you'd be a little more ready if some fool caught you in the alley. You'd be like, "Hang on a second, go back to my mock fighting and just." Actually hit him in the groin.
Yeah. I accidentally did punch Colin.
That was a mistake.
That was.
You're probably lucky he's a nice guy.
and we have to mention, when you see the pictures of Colin, you'll understand why Lenny's saying that, because this guy is probably a head taller than Lenny.
Yeah, and I'm pretty tall. He, you know, just to give him his other project a shout out, since he was there, he works on this. I can't remember what the name of the production company is, but they do these mock fights between superheroes, and he got to be Thor. So there you go. Like, Thor-ish.
You got to be
Is that a word?
He is
Thor-ish.
Who is the guy from...
Master Chief.
Master Chief, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, they could have put a smaller guy in that suit. They just had to cram Colin into that, so you didn't notice how big he was because he was literally, like, talking like, "Hi, guys, I'm Colin." Like, he couldn't breathe in there, I'm sure. So, but, you know, he really, I mean, as Thor, hell, I think he could have given Chris Hemsworth. I mean, he has that statuesque look. I mean, I'm not trying to be weird or anything. I really think he seriously looks like the comic book Thor. Just walking in the door, I'm like, "Oh, Thor's in disguise."
That's the Bat in the Sun YouTube channel that he does that on. They do the versus
Thank
fights.
You. Yeah, very so, cool stuff. I've only seen those two, unfortunately, so far. But they were great.
Yeah.
Colin, good job.
Yeah, and we told Colin we'd have him on, and after this, we'll get in touch with him and try to have him on to just kind of have fun with him with those and some of the other stuff he's done. But Colin was nice. I mean, he worked with everybody good.
You want to know something? I don't know if he wanted everyone on our listening audience to know this, but I'm like, seriously, after we got back to Kansas and mellowed down, a couple days later, he like sends me a message and just says, "Thank you guys for coming down and helping us out. We really appreciate that."
Yeah,
and he didn't have to do that. Yeah, he just, you know, he was a genuinely, authentically nice guy, and I really wish him the best. I think that he's going to do well with an attitude like that. And, you know. Yeah. Being huge helps too.
And Alana and Colin came out with Renee. They were on different flights, but they all three came out from California, and they were doing this as a favor for Renee.
Yeah, but these guys live in Los Angeles or that area. Renee lives in Redding, so they didn't even met.
Yep.
I mean, they've met before, obviously.
Right, but they met in Oklahoma City separately.
I don't know about... I'm pretty sure... I don't know. I haven't looked at the credits that Colin was in Renee's last movie, but I know Alana was. Because I've seen shots.
He's in Blood
from
Lust?
The movie. Yeah. And I've seen her face.
He's in that movie too. Colin is.
I think he's the bad guy. Shh, don't. Like, because the bad guy in there is huge. And I'm like, "That's Colin under there." I don't know. All I've saw is a preview.
No,
so,
haven't seen the movie
yet.
But the show was Playing with Dolls, Bloodlust.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been released in the North American market yet. It should be probably, hopefully, this next year, I hope. So. Renee's going to try to get us a copy of that so we can review it and have him back on and talk about it.
We've been hogging all the spotlight. What was your favorite part or most interesting thing you learned while you were there, Richard?
I think one of the things that I enjoyed was just never done it before, but just working with Colin, him being as nice as he was, working with lines with him.
Yeah. I didn't get to do that either. That's something that looked cool.
And some of us kind of did separate things. We didn't all do the same thing.
We didn't. Yeah. It was impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, I wasn't super jealous of Jonathan because, quite honestly, I was going outside to take a smoke break while he was doing that. I was like, cool for you, man. That's really great. I've been on the floor with the boom mic for 45 minutes. I'm going to go over here now. Call me when you need me. It wasn't even like that. It was like, yeah, and you got to do lines. I got to apply, seeing makeup to Colin. That was
wardrobe.
Awesome. Doing wardrobe style. Yeah, the wardrobe stuff, you know, that.
After a long day, it's not too flat.
Well, it isn't. It isn't. The type of wardrobe I was doing is not glamorous, though necessary. Yeah. Like, I can't really talk much more about that, yeah. But, I got to do all kinds of stuff. So, you know, I'm glad you guys got to do interesting stuff that I can get into. I'm envious, but I'm not jealous. Like, I got to do cool stuff too. Totally. Yeah. But Renee kind of picked me out and said, you do this. And he just, I think it was great. I hope it was great for him. I tried to be useful.
Just watching him work.
Oh yeah.
And Colin and
there
Anna
you go.
Work, just watching those three working together. You're just like, you know, they were taking it seriously.
And consummate professionals, totally. Like, I could totally see them doing major stuff, you know, with big budgets and really nailing it, because the stuff I've seen of Renee's is pretty classy for the budgets he has to work with. And then this film, I honestly, of all the stuff that's coming out from Starbase right now that I'm excited to see, this is because I guess I worked on it. It was the one
to see what the final product is.
Well, and I mean, I was getting into the story. Like, I was like, you know, because I was kind of piecing it together while we were doing the scenes. And I was like, I really want to watch this episode. And I think working on it gives you a special, like, kind of love for any project. But definitely, like, it will be cool to see it, just to see, you know, like... Yeah. The parts we worked on, and the parts that we, you know, there's other parts that are going to be in it that we're not working on.
I fanned that smoke.
Yeah.
I held the boom while Alana was there, because you were holding it while you and her were laying on the floor together. No. But in separate areas.
And this is the messed up part. He's not going to edit that part out. Because he likes to screw with. I had to lay holding the, like, sometimes. And that, see, honestly, I mean, Renee, that was, and I told Renee, I said that was my dream, was to hold a boom mic in a film. And like, that was what I was like, if I ever got to Hollywood, I wouldn't want to be an actor necessarily, or on camera, or even in charge of anything. But I would like to work as a stagehand and actually get to hold the mic while people deliver their lines. And that, you know, I'm glad I did it, and now somebody else can do it. It's pretty hard work.
Yeah.
It's like, you can see that the people behind the scenes definitely work. Yeah. I mean, there's different types of work. The actors are doing their work, and it's long and hard. That's like Alana was laying on that floor, too. And those aren't comfortable floors.
No, they're not.
Colin at times.
They were both on the floor for hours.
So, yeah.
Literally hours.
So, just doing that and waiting, that drags on you. But the behind-the-scenes people, they're constantly in motion.
Yeah.
Scott was always doing something, moving lights.
Yeah, you're sweating. You're sweating when you're working behind the scenes.
Especially when there's no air.
Yeah. And there's... Well, in that building, we were all sweating. And I guess... Yeah. I guess it works out the storyline, which we again can't talk about. I think, you know,
right?
Because we were all everywhere. But and here's the other thing: like in fan films, at least in anything that's low budget, and I have to really give it to Renee because he talked about this, and now that I've seen him work and helped, I know what he's talking about. Like, everybody works.
Mm-hmm.
The actors got to do. You got to get it done. You know, you have to catch light, catch the scene, get the scene done. And for one thing, like the director has so much stuff he wants to get done in a day, and you got to get through it. You know, especially when he's got to leave in a couple days to go back to another, you know, home or to another location, and you've only got a couple days to work. You're literally there all the time. Like, thank heavens that they came up with putting all that food out on those tables. That's
actually quite an interesting story, Richard. Did you want to share that?
It's just running to get food.
Yeah.
I think the very first day we had a run to I don't know how many different places to find donuts before we finally got some, because the donut shop was already sold out and the convenience stores were sold out, and we ended up going an extra.
It was the worst donut day ever.
Yeah.
Not for the donut salesman, by the way.
We ended up having to go to Walmart to get them, so call those true donuts? I don't know. Maybe.
You know, the Walmart here in Garden City, I'll brag on them.
Decent donuts.
They have great donuts. The ones down there, they weren't so good. But, you know, I was so hungry.
I can't tell you.
We ate every single donut.
I'm glad you guys did.
We ate everything that was there. It was like, you wonder. Yeah. I've seen in movies where they're making movies about movies, and they kind of show you behind the scenes, and they show you those tables where there's just crap loads of food. And you're like, are they really that lavish? Like, what's the deal? You don't understand. And then when you realize that you're literally locked in there for 16 hours, and like, if you want to eat, you're going to get something off that table because that's all there is. They put it all out there. Yeah. It definitely makes sense. And maybe a lot of people understood that, and I just never did.
Oh, that's what I was thinking too. Is like, why do they need all this food? It's just going to go to waste. And some of ours did go to waste.
Yeah.
But very little.
Very little did. Very little, but some of it
of the 8 pizzas, none of that went to waste.
It was just like,
of the 30 hamburgers or so, none of that went to waste. So like,
we ate them at lunch, and then we were having them as snacks later on. I mean, it was just
millions of water bottles.
Yeah. But then I think you guys had fun with Richard and I. We had our nicknames created for us whenever I'm at Starbase Studios now. Richard Wells, who's one of the co-owners of Starbase Studios, became R1, and I became R2 because we're both named Richard. We thought that was pretty much apropos, because not just because he owns the place, but I'm a pretty good Star Wars fan, as most people know, so that kind of fit me pretty well.
Yeah, it did.
So the guys had fun with that, and I had fun. So
you are our R2-D2.
Even when I talk to Richard now.
Come on, R2.
When I wished him happy birthday on his Facebook, it said, happy birthday from R2. So, so I think that one will stick whenever we go down, because that's not going to be our last trip down to Starbase.
No.
We'll go there a few other times, I'm sure, because it's been a lot of fun going down there.
It's a really good time. Most of the people are very wholesome, and
part of our sweat and tears are in that building now.
Yeah, and just the idea of it, like all of the fan films, really. It's just that they're so... There's from such a good... So when money's not in the equation, when you're doing it out of love, that's starting on the right foot. And I wish everything could be like that. I really do, because money shouldn't matter. It really shouldn't.
No. One of the things I remember, our first night, we rolled in there. We were... Was Colin already there?
No, Colin got there right after
they
us.
They got there right after.
Because I know he was waiting for Renee to come in to pick him up at the airport, if I remember right. But the three of us got down there, and there's a couple other people there, and we said, what can we do to help? And Richard kind of takes us over there and says, start painting. And we started painting on the sick bay area.
That's our paint on the sick bay.
So, because he knew that Renee was going to be filming in there.
And it needed a coat of paint.
So we got to paint the sick bay. So.
I still have the jeans from that, too.
Yeah, I got a little bit of blue paint on my shirt, and I kept it.
Oh, yes.
I didn't even try to get rid of it. I kind of wanted it.
My tennis shoes have a couple of speckles of blue paint. So,
well, the shoes I was wearing that day, I think my wife threw away, because I can't find them anymore, and they were pretty, like, they were falling apart. I go through shoes pretty bad, but no, it was a really... fun thing to just help the studio and be there at the studio with those guys. Richard and Scott are such great guys. Yeah. And, you know,
I think Lenny and I kind of made a comment, you know, and maybe they made it too to you. I can't remember who did it first. It's kind of like, okay, Scott's Lenny and Richard is Richard.
Yeah. I don't remember. I don't remember who started it, but then I went and told you right away when I heard it. I was like, if it was an alternate universe, I would be Scott, and you would still be Richard.
Yep.
Just by their personalities and our personalities. And, yeah, kind of. They're definitely different individuals, but both very, very cool and good friends. I consider them both friends at this point, just from being that. And I hope to consider Renee and those guys friends, too. You know, I realize that we're very separated, but... And they got a different level of stuff going on in their lives. But they were really great people. And getting to know them for that little bit of time, like, I would definitely be hanging out with them right along with you guys here. I think that one of the things that amazed Renee when he walked in and we were standing there, and he said, you guys came. You know, he, like, kept your word. It's like, well, yeah, you know, we said we would. So, and that's something that maybe where he's from, a lot of people don't do that. They give you a lot of, oh, sure, sure, yeah, I'll make it. and you don't even expect them.
Yeah.
And maybe that's, you know, maybe he didn't want us there. Maybe he's like, oh, shit, you guys came. You have no experience. I basically have to train all of you to do your job. Sorry, Renee. We're from Kansas. We took you literally, buddy.
We showed up, but he smiled all the way through it.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't. I never heard him get in an argument with anybody.
Well, for one thing, would you argue with that dude? I mean, he looks mean and, like, tough. And he knows, what is it, some Brazilian martial combat stuff. Yeah.
But his vision, scary. He had it in his head. He would not deviate. You know, he...
No, he wanted what he wanted. And yeah, he was willing to sacrifice other things than changing his movie.
And he would listen, you know, to feedback. But if it didn't fit that vision, he would, you know, he would say no, but it was in a way that... You know, he tried not to make anybody upset, and I was like, "Well, okay, that's."
I didn't get upset. So. You know, I'm easy to upset, so I was fine. That was,
and he was lighthearted,
yeah,
joking with everybody else between cuts or between scenes.
Yeah, and like he was willing. I mean, you know, Renee was willing to explain and talk to like if I asked him a question about why he did things or why he used which camera he used or anything, you know, he didn't mind talking about it one bit and really kind of showing his art. I mean, it's not like I'm going to run out there and try to copy what he's doing and go start making movies. Of course, I'd be 20 years behind him if I did, but sorry, Renee, I don't know how old you are, but I know you said you've been doing it for a while and working with it for a while, so. And he's obviously very good, so he knows what he's doing. That's not a diss. So even if you haven't been doing it 20 years, I'd be 20 years behind you. And, that's better.
And they created some of their equipment when they got there.
Yeah.
He did.
Manufactured their...
The sliding camera or rail camera.
Yeah, it's not the dolly one.
No, because
they call it something else. I don't remember what they call it, but it's not the dolly.
And it was clamped on two.
The dolly is when they have a big camera and they actually have train tracks. Yeah. That's crazy, but they do that.
And I assume all those pieces, except for the pieces he brought with him, were probably still left at Starbase. And I don't know if maybe they might have kept them and maybe try to get some of that stuff and buy that piece with future funds to have the same type of.
Effects,
yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Well, he couldn't transport those rails on the plane is the problem. So Colin had to go, and that he got there first, and I remember that was my first impression of him, is here's this actor showing up, walking in the door. Oh, Renee's not here yet. Well, he told me I have to go to Home Depot. Do you know where that is? Okay, comes back. Yeah, they don't have it at Home Depot. The guy was giving me the runaround, being a huge jerk. Where is Lowe's? You know, and like then he had apparently had to help him make this stuff. And you know, like it was a very positive experience just meeting those guys and working with them. Really can't say enough nice things about it.
They were all fun to be with. Alana, she bought pizza for everybody one night.
Yeah,
you know, for everybody just to say thank you. So and she was, to be honest. She was out of everybody the least knowledgeable about Star Trek,
She may know more about Star Trek than me, but I doubt it because I've now seen the original movie.
But she still had true. But she still had fun with it. She was a professional with it. She went along with it. She didn't say, "Oh, this is looking corny," you know. And she could have, but she kept. Very professional, and she had fun with it too. So, and
I think she liked it, even if she didn't know how Star Trek works, and I don't really either. I mean, no, there's a lot to it. There really is. There's lingo, and there's, you know, just okay. If you're wearing that uniform, there's certain ways you're supposed to act.
Yeah, that's
it's a uniform code of conduct.
Because I think one of the he was talking to both Colin and Alana at the scene they were on is they're like, "You're Starfleet officers. You have a certain decorum, even in a crisis situation." So, like you said, there's a code of conduct.
There really is, yeah.
That was kind of cool.
And Colin admitted that he wasn't super into Star Trek either. He'd seen the new stuff and some of the newer TV shows, and he really had never seen TOS. But you would never know it because I think he's just a good actor. And, you know, he followed directions very well. From the director on how to act and like deliver his lines. I thought they were both really good. And of course, I'm a big, huge fan of Crystal Willis too. She got to do some scenes there.
Yeah.
And she's been in a few other things with the fan films there in Oklahoma City.
Starship Grisham. We had her on when we interviewed with Starship Grisham.
So. And also, she was also on a different one too.
She was on the second episode of Starship Valiant.
Yeah.
That hasn't been out yet.
Oh, whoops.
It's forthcoming. But
it's been announced.
Okay. Yeah, Michael talked about it in the interview. So.
Oh, that's right. He did. Okay, yeah. So she's getting in there. She's getting a lot of stuff done. That's awesome. And I think she's a really, really great girl, too. Incredible actress. I mean, I really thought she was asleep. I can't really talk about what's going on. It's plot stuff. Sorry, guys. But, like, she just, you know, impressed me with her skill of of playing dead.
She's a little bit of a chameleon. I mean,
she put
on different wigs, and she could almost look completely different.
Yeah.
She's just got one of those faces that she kind of blends in, and whatever hairstyles she has, it changes just enough that she looks like a different person. If she was side by side, probably not, but if you see them in different films, it's kind of cool, because I think we came in and she had on a big wig that was almost like a beehive, Afro beehive, and then she came in with long straight hair.
Wasn't it shorter?
She had short, straight hair.
Yeah.
So she's a chameleon when it comes to that. And she definitely has fun with the acting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But also a huge professional.
Yes, true.
Jon Snow was great. Yeah. He was very convincing captain. And it was cool to watch him die. Just kidding, John. He would think that joke was funny, by the way, guys. No, John's a cool guy. I enjoyed John and meeting and getting to know John. Really everybody there, but, you know, I think that's everybody we worked with that was on screen. I can't really talk about what all these people did either. I can talk about some of them did, but there's other secret stuff
we can't really talk about.
We can't talk about it at all. Our lips are sealed. We are sworn to silence by the man who will break you with Brazilian kung fu combat, whatever. He'll correct me scarily whenever he sees me again, I'm sure. Because I can't remember. Do you remember what he called it?
Muay Thai?
Is that? I thought that was Thai, like Thailand, yeah. Like Siamese.
I'm not sure, but it's a martial arts. But
I think it was Muay Thai. Maybe it isn't Brazilian. Maybe it is.
It might have been.
It sounds right. Muay Thai sounds right. And I know he used a lot of knee and a lot of elbow, and that's a Muay Thai thing. That's kickboxing, like real kickboxing.
Okay.
Not this MMA.
But Muay Thai sounds. That sounds right.
I think it is Muay Thai. Right. Yeah. For some reason, I thought it was Brazilian, but not capoeira. I thought it was something else. I heard him say it, and I thought I heard him say Brazilian. So maybe I was translating it from Muay Thai to something like that sounded more Brazilian. You know?
Don't know what that would be. I can't help you there.
Like Muay Chai or something. You know? Just Muay, you know, just Muay, yeah, you know, Muay. More of.
But
so.
But this is one, like I said, we were there probably 9, no later than 10. And we didn't get back to the hotel by 1, and we were usually asleep by between 1:30 and 2. Mm-hmm. And then back up at 7 to get ready to get back to
the down there to 9.
So it was.
And that's not 9 p.m., guys. No, it's 9 a.m. till 1 a.m.
So like we were saying, that kind of gives you an idea of why there's food and drinks.
Yeah, and he said he was taking easy on us. He's normally really brutal. He normally works around the clock.
But we had fun. We definitely will be back to Starbase Studios. Yeah. A couple of us plan to be at the Promenadicon in October 22nd. We're also looking at another project that, with a future guest, we will get more involved with that, with another fan film that's being filmed down there with Vance Majors. We're looking forward to visiting with him.
It's Vance here. Major.
Excuse me, Vance Major. I apologize. I keep thinking of Lee Majors.
He is cool, just like Lee Majors, so I can feel you there, but with his whole Facebook thing with his name, I'm sure he's tired of people not knowing his name by now.
True. And hopefully if Renee and Colin and all and Alana come back, hopefully we can go back and help them again. If it works in the schedule, it would be fun to see them all again. And it'd be kind of cool if they would show up at Promenadicon, but I don't know. Renee's schedule is so all over the place. You know, if he's not filming, he's editing, and he says he usually has, if he's lucky, a month downtime between films. A lot of times, that's it.
Yeah, and he's probably sleeping the whole time.
So hopefully we'll get to meet up.
I didn't see the man drink water until he was done filming for the day, and then he drank literally a case of water. He's like, I do not have to drink water for 18 hours. Now I will consume. It was crazy.
And that was one of the fun things, too, is actually being able, we spoke with Renee through Skype. We saw him that way, but actually seeing him in person.
Mm-hmm.
That was a joy as well. So sometimes we don't get to do that with the distances. So that was kind of
cool. Yeah, it was cool to actually meet somebody that, you know, you that you interview over Skype, and you know them by their work, and you get to get a little bit. But when you actually spend 18 hours or 16 hours with them, you know, working with them, and you know, you actually get to know them a little bit better, and yeah, it makes it really cool.
Yeah.
It was definitely a fun experience for me. Although I will say this. I would definitely come prepared in much different ways the next time I went to work on any kind of film. I would definitely bring better shoes and probably just pillows, just lots of pillows and a change of clothes in one of the pillowcases, and that's it.
What about you, Jonathan? You've been kind of quiet. You can, what's some of the other stuff you kind of enjoyed before we wrap up?
You guys pretty much said it all. I mean, I enjoyed working with Colin and Alana. I enjoyed working with Renee. I thought I was going to gain all kinds of muscles with how many times Renee had me
flapping.
And like, there's times where Lenny would be like, I'll do it. Oh no, I want Jonathan to do it. Okay. And
yeah, we had the disappearing hand at times too with Jonathan.
Disappearing
all
what?
Times to a disappearing hand with Jonathan, stage hand, whatever we'll call him, a grip.
He didn't disappear that bad, did he? I thought just the once.
He missed the picture opportunity. Like,
well, that was dumb, but he just, I think it was the fact that he wasn't getting any breaks because he doesn't smoke. And so he wasn't getting any breaks, and he like needed to go cool off and just relax for a minute.
And it was the wrong minute.
And yeah, he just totally, Renee waited for a minute, and he's like, okay, well, we got to do this. Like, we got other shit to do, so I don't think he said shit, but I did because I'm a old pirate and I don't care. Yeah, good times. Good times, Jonathan. Yeah. Where did you go?
I went for a walk. I went to go explore a little bit.
I like to do that kind of stuff. Not while I'm filming a movie, but, you know, sometimes I like to do that kind of stuff. You got to pick your moments, man. Pick your moments.
Next time, we won't go so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't, like, I was within shouting distance at all times because, you know, I wanted to be there for as much as I could. But I understand why you left. I mean, I understand needing a break and needing to get away for a minute. That's totally makes sense.
I think, unless there's anything else you guys want to bring out, that's going to about wrap it up for this on the road.
Yeah, I'm fine.
We've had, like I said, we just want to say thank you to Scott and Richard for being great hosts down there and having fun with us, and definitely Renee for inviting us down there and also meeting all of our, what we consider new friends now, with Colin, Alana, John, Jennifer, Crystal, and all the others that are down there. And we had fun. We hope you guys had fun listening to our On the Road episode. Have a good one.
Bye.
See ya.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah!
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabbit. Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun, come share it with me.
Moving right along. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.